Chapter 3 "Man, I still can't believe you met this guy at your AA meeting," Suit said. "Well," Jesse said, "it wasn't just mine."
"But you'd never met him before?" Suit said.
"I'd never been to this meeting before," Jesse said. "I just felt like I needed one last night. There wasn't one here, so I went on the website and found one in Marshport."
Suit looked at him, frowning.
"So, you needed a meeting like you used to need a drink?"
Jesse grinned.
"You're probably noticing the connection, detective."
"You're making fun of me," Suit said.
"I'm not," Jesse said.
"You sure?"
"I am," Jesse said. They were in Jesse's office back at the station. Dev was with the body at the lab in Marshport. The two CPACs who'd shown up, Crandall and Scapetta, were still with Peter Perkins and Gabe at the scene. Jesse and Suit had stopped to pick up donuts, even though Suit swore he didn't eat them anymore. Since he'd married Elena, he not only was in the best shape of his life, he bragged constantly about his low cholesterol numbers, the way ballplayers bragged about high batting averages, or getting laid.
"You meet this guy last night, in the next town over, and the next morning he shows up dead in ours," Suit said. "What are the odds?"
"I really didn't do much more than say hello," Jesse said. "He wasn't the main speaker, but at the end they ask if anybody else wants to say something. And this guy said his name was Paul and that he was grateful to be in the room because he felt as if he needed a meeting as much as he ever had."
"That was it?" Suit said.
"Then he said that he knew part of the process in AA was making amends, but wondered if amends worked both ways. And everybody kicked that around for a few minutes."
Suit said, "He explained what he meant by that?"
Jesse shook his head.
"And you only got his first name," Suit said.
"The way it works, Suit," Jesse said. "Hi, I'm Jesse, and I'm an alcoholic. Then it's all the slogans. They're a bear for slogans. One day at a time, easy does it, friend of Bill."
"Who's Bill?"
"One of the guys who started AA."
"Didn't you have a sponsor named Bill?"
"Coincidence," Jesse said.
"I'm not going to lie, Jesse. It still sounds weird to me," Suit said. "Hearing you call yourself an alcoholic, it still makes me think of Skid Row bums a little bit."
"It's no different than me saying I used to play shortstop or used to be married to Jen," Jesse said.
"You still miss it?" Suit said. "The drinking?"
"Other than every day," Jesse said, "not so much." They each sipped coffee. There was a Cuisinart coffee maker in the corner, one Jesse hadn't fired up yet. The machine had been a gift to the PPD from Sonny Randall, back in Jesse's life now, if not his bed. They each had their reasons. But then sometimes Jesse thought sex was more complicated than the tax code.
"Did the guy know that you were a cop?" Suit said, "at the meeting?"
Jesse shook his head. "He was Paul, I was Jesse. I didn't ask for his last name, and he didn't ask for mine. Now I wish I had."
"Did he say he was on his way over here?"
"Nope," Jesse said. "Sometimes you hang around after a particularly good meeting, but I didn't want to be late for Lily's big night." I shook his hand and left.
"You think he lives in Paradise?" Suit said.
"Don't know that he doesn't."
"But would it make sense for him to go to an AA meeting in Marshport?"
"Not that far away, and people are always looking for meetings that meet their schedule or their needs." Jesse shrugged and drank coffee. "I was there."
"So either he had his own car," Suit said, "or took a car service."
"Or hitched a ride with somebody else from the meeting, if he didn't have a car," Jesse said.
"Who doesn't have a car?"
"Maybe a drunk who lost his license for being a drunk."
"You really think he might be from here?" Suit said.
"This is a small town, Suit," Jesse said. "You grew up here. I've been here a long time, but we don't know everybody."
"Maybe his prince will be in the system."
Jesse grinned. "Wish to build a dream on," he said. The phones were quiet. By some minor miracle, the four cells near the squad room were empty, even after all the drinking that Jesse knew had to have gone on late into the night.
Jesse wasn't spiking the ball yet, but maybe this was going to be a holiday weekend when the town didn't turn into Stupidville.
"You going back to Moshport?" Suit said to Jesse.
"There's a 6 o'clock meeting at the same church every night," Jesse said. "Maybe Paul talked to more people after I left."
"And some of them might be back there tonight?"
"You get a good meeting, you generally stay with it," Jesse said.
"Every day?"
"Some people go to 2 a day," Jesse said.
"You're shitting."
"Whatever it takes." Suit stood. He said he was going back to the lake to relieve Peter and Gabe, see if there was anything he'd missed, or they had. Said he might go back and interview Christina Sample again. When he got back, he said he'd start checking Uber and Lyft. In addition to taxi companies and other local car services, who hadn't been put out of business by Uber and Lyft, at least not yet.
"I'm sorry the guy died," Suit said. "But I still got this feeling, you know, like it's game on or something. You know what I mean?"
"I do," Jesse said.
"That feeling ever get old?"
"Not until we're the ones dead," Jesse said. Jesse was alone in his office after Suit left. Molly had just texted him to let him know she was on her way in. She'd been dealing with something at home. A kid named Jeff Alonso, who started out on the cops in Rhode Island, was working the front desk. Jesse reached into one of the bottom drawers of his desk for the old ball he kept there, and the Rawlings glove that was an exact replica of the one he'd worn in the minors. Cole had somehow found it and had given it to Jesse as a gift. He put the glove on his left hand now, began to pound the ball into the pocket. "Damn, damn, damn," he thought. "It still feels sweet." He still loved the feel of it all, ball and glove, the seams underneath his fingers. Loved the sound of the ball hitting the pocket. Jesse had always been able to get the ball in the hole or behind second and throw it hard across the diamond, and accurately. Even when he and Suit played catch with a softball, Suit would talk about the hissing sound he swore the ball made when Jesse threw it. Jesse was always a better fielder than hitter, but he had always believed he was a good enough hitter to make it to the bigs, until he got hurt. He returned the glove to his drawer, and then leaned back in his chair, fingers laced behind his head, and thought of Paul, sitting in the church basement, full of his own sobriety less than 24 hours ago. Now he was on Dev's table at the new lab in Marshport, and it was Jesse's job to find out how he got there. He spent so much time thinking about what he couldn't do, thinking about who he used to be and who he was now, or what he was, wondering what he missed more, baseball or drinking, or all the women in his life that he'd lost. Some had quit him, the way baseball had. He'd quit more. Maybe that was the real question in the end. Had he lost more in his life than he had gained? Amazing how much goddamn time he spent organizing his life around drinking. Every goddamn day. Fuck it, he thought. And told himself all over again that he needed this job more than he needed a drink. Think about that. Jesse knew he'd never be a bear himself on all the AA slogans or the 12 steps. But he knew what the steps were. Number 8 was the one about making amends. Paul had talked about amends.